Jekka News, you need to know now.
Joburg up to 17 degrees tomorrow, Pretoria and Polokwane 18.
On the roads, a message in from Karen about the situation in Constantia Kloof. A truck has lost a load of potatoes as you come down Jim Fischer towards Beyersnoot Deer Drive. The road has been closed at Wilhelmina Avenue and traffic up Jim Fischer is already backed up in the Constantia Kloof area.
If you're driving that way, you better chips.
What?
Stop it!
Watch out for the mash and grab.
Chips for dinner.
Aidan Markram encourages youngsters to be fearless and Mitch Santner guides New Zealand to a 9-wicket win over Zimbabwe.
On a much more serious note than mash and chips and everything else that we have on the roads, let's go to the air. The Air Traffic and Navigation Services has confirmed a systems failure at the OR Tambo International Airport. Kufshuko reports it's led to flight delays at the country's busiest airport.
In a statement, ATNS says the failure affected air traffic control operations, specifically the flight plan management system. Authorities say they are working to manage the situation and minimize the impact on passengers and airline operations. ATNS says all safety protocols are strictly followed to ensure safe management of air traffic. Cliff Shiko, Jakaranda FM News.
Then we head to FlySAF Air. Trade Union Solidarity has described the strike-ending deal between pilots and the company as the bare middle ground after tough negotiations. Although FlySAF Air still maintains that it cannot guarantee pilots one full weekend off per month, negotiations have led to an agreement that pilots will receive at least one 60-hour weekend once every 6 weeks. Here's Solidarity's Halgard Kronje.
There were no winners in this process. While the agreement is an important step, there are still concerns that it only protects the most basic rights of the pilots. It is tragic that the employees need to strike for 12 days to get a written agreement that protects only their basic rights.
In other news, the Constitutional Court ruled that Parliament failed to comply with its constitutional obligation. It entails reasonable public involvement in the appointment of commissioners to the Commission of Gender Equality. So Corruption Watch approached the court seeking to invalidate the appointment of five commissioners in 2023. The President appointed Advocate Ntabi Singh Sepanya Mohale as the Commission's chairperson and four other members. Masichaba Sefularo has more.
Corruption Watch's submission to the Con Court was based on the argument that the public participation process was flawed due to insufficient information on the shortlisted candidates being made publicly available. The court found that the National Assembly relied on a flawed interpretation of the Protection of Personal Information Act when barring the publication of the candidate CVs. The commission said it noted the ruling and will continue to discharge its responsibilities while Parliament undertakes the processes. Masichaba Sifularo for Jakaranda FM News.
And President Cyril Ramaphosa says South Africa is ramping up efforts to diversify its export markets as a 30% U.S. tariff hike looms. Ramaphosa says Pretoria remains in talks with Washington, but that relying on one market is no longer viable. And finally, while you were all trying to guess what certain sharks sound like, did you know it's Marine Protected Areas Day today? South Africa's oldest protected area is the Tsitsikamma Marine Protected Area. It's located within the Garden Route National Park. This year's theme, Ocean Protection Needs Human Connection. I'm Marlene Fischer, more news at 6.
Hey, you. This is an amazing radio station. I just love you guys to bits.
We're the station.
This will always be my favorite music station.
That sounds like you.
Can't wait.